Ang 2018 census ay nag-umpisa na. Abangan sa inyong letterbox ngayong linggo ang iyong access code. Kailangan mo ito para makumpleto ang iyong census online sa o bagay ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz. Ang 2018 census, oras na para malaman. Tinig ng census, ang 2018 census ay malapit nang magsimula, ngunit huwag mag-abang ng kaktok sa pinto nyo dahil ngayon pwede nang gawin ng census online. Abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, kakailanganin mo ito upang magawa ang iyong census, tapos kumpletuhan ang iyong census online sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz.
Meron bang mga katulad ko para maipakita na kailangan natin ng mas maraming palaruan?
Tulungan kaming malaman sa pamamagitan ng pagkumpleto ng iyong census sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso. Para sa ngayon, abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, ingatan at itabi.
Magandang hapon po mga kababayan, narito na naman po kami at muli ninyong makakapiling dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay huling linggo na ng
February.
So next week, March na naman, panibagong buwan. And ang alam ko ay ngayon daw ata ang last week ng summer. Kaya sobrang kainit at halos lahat yata ng beaches ay puno. Talagang nagsasamantala ang mga Kiwi at ang mga Pinoy ng huling summer ng, I mean, huling weekend ng summer. Kaya ayun, may mga nagpipiknik, may mga nagsiswimming, may mga contest ng kung ano-ano. May siyempre yung mga Kiwi sa boating nila yan. Nakikisali din ang mga Pinoy. Meron na din sa ating nakiki-boat dyan. Pero siyempre pa, alam na natin ng alam nating karamihan sa atin at ganun din ng ating mga kababayan ng mga Kiwi na tayo, pag sinabi nating meron tayong event o may gathering, it is centered across sa pagkain.
Oh.
Oo, hindi sa inom. Kaya sila, nagdadala silang sarilang inumin dahil wala silang iinumin eh. Puro pagkain. Sila ang sumusurrender sa pagkain.
Okay.
Ayan. Lisa, kumusta?
Okay lang, Tita V. Ayan. Magandang hapon sa kanilang lahat. Mga kabayan, kapuso. Hope you enjoy the an hour of ito namang chikahan. Yeah, stay with us for an hour. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ang programa pong ito ng Samotsari ay palaging natin sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans, Massey, Wilson West, ISM New Zealand Limited at iba pang mga sponsors. Ayan, meron ba tayong hanap buhay, Lisa? Kasi balita ko bababa pa yata daw ang Philippine Airlines.
Hindi, Tita V, ano siya? Same pa rin from yung sa Philippine Airlines. Pero ito is napakamura siya.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really mura.
Magkano sa, yan? Sige nga.
Kantas naman to.
I see.
So, sa Kantas naman, it's Manila Return. This is only like 799 New Zealand dollars. Manila return, Auckland to Manila economy return from 799. So magmamadali kayo because it's only there is only like 36 left, and then meron silang pa mga promo. You can get 50% off sa ticket nyo. Only open to the first 130 people to book on a first come first serve basis for traveling until 30th of June 2018 only. So ayun, may ano 799 na tita, and then may 50% off pa siya. This is only for 130 people na magbook before 30th of June. Yes, first come first serve po. So ang sales is on 5th of March 2018. Departure should be between 19th of March till 30th of November 2018. Return economy class airfare valid for 12 months, excluding Auckland, Wellington, or Christchurch, inclusive of fuel taxes and applicable airport departure taxes. Pricing is subject to seat availability. Meals entertainment 30 kilos, still the same. Check-in luggage plus 7 kilos hand carry. Ticketing instant purchase. Ticketing before the end of 5th of March 2018. So still changes, 200 New Zealand dollars fee applies, subject to seat availability on the same booking class before or after departure. Cancellation would be 500 New Zealand dollars applies. After departure, the refund, if any, will be difference between the fare paid and applicable fare for the journey completed less than $500 fee. No show, 600 feed. So, wag kayong maganya.
sayang lang.
Ticket will need to be reissued. Weekend surcharges apply for the outbound flight at $25 per person. Of course, child and infant fare between 2 and 11 years permitted at 75% applicable adult fare. So, infants under 2 years not occupying a seat permitted, it's only 10%. Sa adult fare niya. And then occupying 75% applicable unaccompanied children permitted 75%? Yan ba yun?
Ano-ano yun? Pag unaccompanied children?
Oo. Pag under 2 years, 10%.
Ang bayad?
Oh, ang bayad.
Airfare, okay.
With the accompanied adults. Okay. Stopover permitted at $100 in both directions plus Australian taxes.
Oh, normal
yeah.
Yan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So you can ring them or inquire at customer care service phone number 0800 11 11 31, or you can email them at reservation@planettravel.co.nz.
That's very good.
Yes, napakamura. $799. This is the lowest ever. Right? You know.
Yung Philippine Airlines na direct, magkano? $899?
Oh, $899 siya. Mm-hmm. Pero wala na ata yun kasi parang nag-end na sila ng sales eh. Kantas na siya ang...
Pero meron pa din ibang airlines. Yung Asia, Air Asia yata ito, or Asia... China Airlines, something na ganun din, mura din. 800 something lang din.
Mm-hmm. Kasi hahanap ako ng ano... Gusto kong umuwi.
Oh, pag murang pamasahe.
Yeah,
bakit
nga, why not?
Oo, ako lang, naubusan na ng leave.
Oh my gosh.
Ayan po ang Planet Earth Travel headed by Edith Carpenter. At ang jingle na yan was created for her by Maripaz Reggio, one of our Filipino singers dito sa Auckland many, many years ago. Kaya mayroon na po siyang dalaginding na magaling ding kumanta. And narito po ang ating local news. Barack Obama to visit New Zealand next month. Former U.S. President Barack Obama will visit New Zealand in March, it has been confirmed. He will speak at an event hosted by the New Zealand Herald United States Council on March 22. It is understood Obama's visit is being co-sponsored by Air New Zealand, Westpac, and MasterCard. Obama is expected to be in New Zealand from March 21 to 23 and has slotted in a game of golf with his old golfing rival Sir John Key while he is in town. Obama will also meet with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern while in New Zealand. New Zealand United States Council Chairman Leon Grice said President Obama's presidency had an extraordinary impact on the world, and during his service, New Zealand's deep friendship with the United States was strengthened politically, culturally, in trade and investment, innovation and security. Key and Obama played golf together in Hawaii in 2014, and it is understood a rematch is on the agenda for Obama's New Zealand visit, likely in Key's favorite spot of Queenstown. Then-President Barack Obama played golf with John Key in Hawaii in 2014. Ardern today welcomed confirmation of the visit. I look forward to welcoming Mr. Obama to our country and anticipate meeting him once his full program is finalized, said Jacinda Ardern. Leon Grice said it was not expected that Obama would be bringing his wife Michelle or two daughters with him. He will be in New Zealand for less than 3 days. Ayan, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ang 2018 census ay nag-umpisa na. Abangan sa inyong letterbox ngayong linggo ang iyong access code. Kailangan mo ito para makumpleto ang iyong census online sa o bagay ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz. Ang 2018 census, oras na para malaman. Tinig ng census, ang 2018 census ay malapit nang magsimula, ngunit huwag mag-abang ng kaktok sa pinto nyo dahil ngayon pwede nang gawin ng census online. Abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, kakailanganin mo ito upang magawa ang iyong census, tapos kumpletuhan ang iyong census online sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz.
Meron bang mga katulad ko para maipakita na kailangan natin ng mas maraming palaruan?
Tulungan kaming malaman sa pamamagitan ng pagkumpleto ng iyong census sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso. Para sa ngayon, abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, ingatan at itabi.
Ayan, ang census.
Para saan itong
census? Sa lahat ng mga bahay. Uh-huh, oo, okay. Dati yan may mga nangangatok sa pinto. Ngayon hindi na. Pakinggan natin uli kasi online ngayon ito. March 6 ang date. So 26 na sa bukas. We have 1 week. 25 ngayon. 26 na bukas. So we have 1 week or 2 weeks basically. Ayan. 6 na beses po natin yung ipapatugtog. So 2 beses na, so may 4 pa.
Okay.
Pakinggan ninyo mabuti at para po yan sa atin.
Okay. Yes, ang census na yan is para pa sa mga normally sa mga election or sa mga ano, tita, no? Mga ano ba yan? Para sa mga nandito sa New Zealand, mga tao. Mm-hmm. Yan po ba?
Ibig sabihin, binibilang yung mga tao sa bawat electorate. Oo. And ano ang inyong ethnic group? Ano, lahat-lahat tungkol sa individual.
Oh.
Oo. So kung saan ka nakatira, doon ka kukunan ng census. Pero may tanong din, in the past, meron tanong din na on the day of the census itself, say March 6 this time, I think,
yep,
nasaan kayo? Para hindi madoble ang count. Kung sinabi ninyong I am ordinarily resident of this address,
yeah,
but on that date, I will be in another address in another town.
Oh, yun. Okay. Para hindi doble. Magdodoble yung mga counting ng census, no? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ayan.
Sige mga kabayan, mag-visit the website yung census sa online na pala ito, ah. Mm-hmm. Easier this time, mm-hmm, rather than face to face.
At narito po ang ating Bulilit News Update. Hatid sa atin ang ating Bulilit na malapit ng maging hindi Bulilit, Jella Piloton. Hi Jella, how are you today?
Hello.
Have you been a good girl today?
Maybe.
Okay, so what have you got for our listeners?
Good afternoon to all our listeners. This is Jella, your bullet reporter for Somewhat Sorry Cultural Radio 104.6 FM with some coming up news and events. Starting off, we have the Onehunga Festival at the 3rd of March, Saturday at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This free day of family entertainment is at Onehunga Bay Reserve, Beechcroft Ave, Onehunga. There will be stalls where you can get food, purchase, and have fun, along with hosted events along the day. More information at their website, onahanga.net.nz. And another place you can enjoy is at Silo Park, corner of Baymont and Jellicoe Street, CBD, where there'll be a House of Mirrors at the Auckland Festival every day. A feast for the eyes, it is. It's also a perfect selfie sensation. The website is www.aucklandfestival.co.nz if you want to find out more information. And unfortunately, you have to pay for it. That's all for this week.
That's great. Nothing to pay. I like that. Thank you, Jella. I'm sure everyone will like that as well. Nothing to pay.
Yes.
Okay, then. Hear from you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ayan. Mag-census ulit tayo.
Okay.
Ang 2018 census ay nag-umpisa na. Abangan sa inyong letterbox ngayong linggo ang iyong access code. Kailangan mo ito para makumpleto ang iyong census online sa o bagay ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz. Ang 2018 census, oras na para malaman. Tinig ng census, ang 2018 census ay malapit nang magsimula, ngunit huwag mag-abang ng kaktok sa pinto nyo dahil ngayon pwede nang gawin ng census online. Abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, kakailanganin mo ito upang magawa ang iyong census, tapos kumpletuhan ang iyong census online sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz.
Meron bang mga katulad ko para maipakita na kailangan natin ng mas maraming palaruan?
Tulungan kaming malaman sa pamamagitan ng pagkumpleto ng iyong census sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso para sa ngayon. Abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, ingatan at itabi.
Ayan.
Unahin muna natin ang ating community news.
Yes.
Yeah, ayan.
Ano bang community natin na itabi?
Ito ay private event ito to be spearheaded by Green Crate Audio, one of Auckland's finest Filipino bands. Ang grupo pong ito, After Six, ang magkaroon ng crossover pop jazz band concert. The band is composed of experienced, passionate, and versatile musicians, namely Andy Guzman on vocals, Alex Sarte on bass guitar, John Niniel on keyboards, Mike Abrenica on drums, and recent addition, Benny De La Cruz on guitars. It is an evening of good eats and jazzy beats as After Six bring you live pop, jazz hits, and covers. Ito po ay gaganapin sa April 13, Friday yan, at 7 p.m. sa Freeman's Bay Community Hall, 52 Hepburn Street, Freeman's Bay, Auckland. Tickets at $20 each, including meal. Napakamura po niyan. So, isupport po natin ang ating mga local Filipino musicians dahil masisihan po kayo talagang mga magagaling ang mga ito. Food and drinks will be available to purchase as well, on top of what is included in the $20 ticket. For tickets, click reply, text or call 021-045-0550. Si Mike Cruz po yan. Siya ang head ng Green Crate Audio. Or you can email him at greencrateaudio@gmail.com. Ang spelling po niyan, G-R-E-E-N C-R-A-T-E audio audio @gmail.com. And inuulit ko po, that is April 13, Friday at 7 p.m. sa Freeman's Bay Community Hall, 52 Hepburn Street in Freeman's Bay. Napakamura nga po, $20 ang ticket, including meal. And kung gusto pa ninyo ng extra food and drinks, syempre available yan to purchase the community hall.
Ayan. Mm-hmm. Mura lang siya. $20 na may including meals pa. Tumpak na ano.
And meron naman din tayong bingo. Ito ay through the Rotary Club of New Lynn and marami pong Filipino na involved. Para sa Rotary Club International po ang event na ito. And ang proceeds ay mapupunta sa eradication of polio. March 17 po iyan. Sandali lamang at kukunin ko ang details.
Nakakatulong na po kayo sa may ano, polio at saka you having fun pa kasi bingo, ha?
Oo, dahil maraming premyo. Ang ticket po is only $10 per ticket. And there are lots of prizes to be won. Ibig sabihin prizes in kind. Pero ang first prize po niyan ay $150. Second prize is $100. Third prize is $50. Ang alam ko, each $10 ticket na bibilhin ninyo, bibigyan kayo ng kapalit na 5 tickets, I think, o 5 na bingo tickets.
Bingo tickets, okay.
Ayan. And meron din ititindang pagkain, kasi ang oras nito is
gabi,
5 o'clock in the afternoon up to 9 p.m.
Oh.
Saturday po yan. Saturday, 17th March, 5 o'clock to 9 p.m.
Saan po yan, tita?
Glen Eden Community and Recreation Center, number 44 Glendale Road, Glen Eden, entrance via Harold Moody Park.
Okay.
Alam mo yan, Lisa?
Yes, I've been there before kasi doon din inano yung kay Aida yung sa ano
yung kay Aida.
Yun,
remember. We were there. Malapit ito sa Glen Eden Church, ano?
Yes.
And I think we had a party there at the before with Chamot Sari. Can you remember?
Yes. Sa ibang ano yun. Sa,
ibang hole yun, malapit doon.
Malapit doon. The next ano siya.
I see. Mm-hmm. So ayan po, you can ring Tita Verge at 0213-021-0677-597. At kung gusto ninyo ng tickets na ito, makakatulong na kayo sa Rotary International for the Eradication of Polio. At syempre pa, kasama dyan ang ating mga kababayang mga Pilipino.
Opo.
Hindi lang. At tayo din dito sa New Zealand. Mahirap yung mayroong polio eh. Malapit nang ma-eradicate yan. Pagtulong-tulungan natin, talagang mawala tuluyan.
Yeah, oo.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. So, eto po isang magandang awitin. Tingnan natin kung anong, gaano kaganda ito.
Ang 2018 census ay nag-umpisa na. Abangan sa inyong letterbox ngayong linggo ang iyong access code. Kailangan mo ito para makumpleto ang iyong census online sa o bagay ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz. Ang 2018 census, oras na para malaman. Tinig ng census, ang 2018 census ay malapit nang magsimula, ngunit huwag mag-abang ng kaktok sa pinto nyo dahil ngayon pwede nang gawin ng census online. Abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, kakailanganin mo ito upang magawa ang iyong census, tapos kumpletuhan ang iyong census online sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz.
Meron bang mga katulad ko para maipakita na kailangan natin ng mas maraming palaruan?
Tulungan kaming malaman sa pamamagitan ng pagkumpleto ng iyong census sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso. Para sa ngayon, abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, ingatan at itabi.
Okay, ayan, bibisita. Ngayon naman is ang
ating Women's Affairs at iba pa.
Okay, Women's Affairs at iba pa. Ito naman yung sa ano, mga kabayan, sa Kuwait, Dimophilus captured, the killer of Dimophilus captured na. Pirot, the employers of Filipina maid found dead in freezer in Kuwait were both arrested in Syrian capital Damascus. Lebanese and Philippine officials said yesterday, Saturday. Syrian authorities surrendered Nader Isam Asaf to Beirut on Friday because of his Lebanese citizenship, but his Syrian wife Mona remains in custody in Damascus, a Lebanese judicial official said. The murder of Joanna Dimophilus sparked outrage in the Philippines and prompted
President Rodrigo Duterte to impose a departure ban on Filipinos planning to work in Kuwait. The 29-year-old body, which allegedly showed signs of torture, was found earlier this month inside a freezer in the abandoned apartment unit of the detained couple. The two suspects have been the subject of an Interpol manhunt since Dimafilis' body was found more than a year after her family reported her missing. The couple were arrested in Damascus. They were the subject of an Interpol raid notice, and Syrian authorities handed the husband over to Lebanese custody on Friday morning, the official said. Syria kept custody of the wife because she is a Syrian national, he added. Lebanon has asked Kuwait to pass on the husband's police record. The official said that after leaving Kuwait, the couple had made a very brief stopover in Lebanon before traveling on to neighboring Syria. The Philippines Foreign Affairs Department also confirmed the second arrest in statement last Saturday. With the two suspects now in custody, Philippine authorities will follow President Duterte's instructions to vigorously pursue justice for Dimafilis, Foreign Affairs Secretary Alan Cayetano said. Duterte has vowed to bring justice to the Dimafilis family, lashing out at Gulf State Kuwait and alleging Arab employers routinely rape Filipino workers, force them to work 21 hours a day, and feed them scraps. Kuwait has said it is investigating reported deaths and abuses and insisted there were only a small number, considering that there are more than 250,000 Filipinos working in the emirate. Duterte this week sent a team of labor officials to Kuwait to seek greater protections for migrant workers. And that's our woman's affair for today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. very sad, right, Tita V? Yeah. Ang dami palang mga 250,000 Filipinos working sa that area, pero yeah, it's really sad for the family of Dimafilis. But at least happy na kasi they captured.
Nakita na. At saka at least alam na nila may
closure na sila.
Closure na.
You know, and then yung employer niya is na-captured na. Mm-hmm. So hopefully maano siya. Ayan. Ano pong atin dyan, tita?
Meron dito.
Mag-music tayo. Ayan, while waiting Tita V to do
would you like to plan your travel bookings now? Travel agencies, they got heaps of them in town. No need to go around because we're recommending one, the best in town. You'll get from the start, whether business, tour, or holiday, start planning now. Come on, let's fly, book it now. Don't delay, call 377-193. Inquiries are free. Give them praise. Let's give them praise. Hurry, book
discount price, 408 Worldwide. Call any carpenter, at Planet Earth Travel. Call any carpenter, Planet Earth Travel. And this is our Philippine News. It's IDSA's anniversary. People occupied IDSA for several days in February 1986 to protest reformist soldiers involved in a coup attempt against the Marcos regime. People Power Book, The Philippine Revolution of 1986. Of all the messages of that first IDSA People Power, perhaps most important is this: at the core of all democracies is the duty to listen to the people. This was how the Liberal Party paid tribute to the voice of people, as it is commemorates on Sunday, the 32nd anniversary of the IDSA People Power Revolution that ended former President Ferdinand Marcos' dictatorship. This year's program will be led by former President Fidel Ramos, who was a key figure in the uprising. Presidential spokesperson Harry Roque earlier said that the President Rodrigo Duterte, whose recent service showed enjoyed the support of 80% of Filipinos, would not attend this year's commemoration. In a statement, the opposition political party said, "There is nothing more powerful than the united voice of a people who know their rights and are ready to fight hard for them. This is why, in times of turmoil, exceptional are the Filipinos who stand their ground and speak their mind, especially if their right to be critical of the government is threatened. Every one of us who dares to raise our voice for the sake of our country and the democracy we strive to protect, we matter. The triumph of our nation rests on our free will," it added. The history day in 1986 marked the peaceful demonstrations of people from all walks of life to demand the end of the Marcos regime. Ayan, that's the Samatsari Philippine News. It's IDSA anniversary pala talaga is today, 25th of mm-hmm. February 1986. Mm-hmm. So, natandaan mo ito, tita, kasi ay hindi ko, bata pa ako noon. Hindi ko siya masyadong na, ano, pero I remembered na ang gulo-gulo dati.
People power.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yung people power, you know. Mm-hmm. Ang ano talaga, the voice of mga sa mga tao, no. Mm-hmm. Very very strong. Ayun. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Ang ligaya at lumbay
sa iyong buhay. Tutulungan ka ng Diyos na may lalang ang iyong pagdaramdami. Dalangin mo sa may kapal
yan. Napakaganda po ng awiting yan. Ang nakalimutan ko ang title, pero napakaganda ng lyrics. Yung bang...
Ako din.
Hindi ko iyong pagdaramdam, idalangin mo sa may kapal na mawala ng... Nasa puso mo'y mawala ng tuluyan.
Oh.
Ang iyong pagdaramdam. Kung ano man yung dinaramdam mo, masakit man o talagang mahirap damdamin. Sana ay mawala ng tuluyan sa puso mo. Kasi siyempre, mabigat yun sa puso mo eh.
Yeah, that's true.
Napakagandang awitin.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ito naman, entertainment tayo ngayon, Dita V.
Mm-hmm.
Ang entertainment po natin sa hapon ito is tungkol po kay Robin Padilla. Do you know him, Dita V?
Oo.
Ano ko siya, idol ko siya dati kasi he's a bad boy. Ang image niya kasi is parang bad boy ba yung, pero maano siya, mabait. So bad boy gone good. For much of his career, Robin Padilla has parted his street smart wise guy screen image into a sustained popularity that has enabled him to survive a number of daunting personal and stellar reversals. In fact, Robin has turned out to be such a resilient survivor that he's enjoying one of his most upbeat career periods now, with his recent hit screen comeback Unexpectedly Yours. His current rom-com with Judy Santamaria and Richard Yap, Sana Dalawa Ang Puso, and is having just become a new dad and grandfather. Try topping that. In addition, he's become a very visible and audible point man for the welfare of Muslims in Mindanao, which includes his support for fundraising and home building efforts in war-ravaged Marawi. With so many positive points to tick off his current report card, Robin has gained effectively reinvented himself this time as local showbiz quintessential bad boy gone good. Only a few years ago, it would have been hard to visualize or predict such a bright turn of affairs and prospects. After all, screen bad boys in their 50s tend to look too long in the tooth and can be accused of overstaying their welcome. But Robin has been able to extricate himself from that sticky impasse. Even more impressively, he's been able to go good while still preserving his unique gung-ho in-your-face persona. It's just that how he now chooses to fight and brawl for more upbeat characters and causes. He's still rough, gruff, and tough, but in ways that turn people up instead of off. A lot of visible tweaking has been accomplished by stressing the humorous side to his performing persona. This has removed a lot of belligerence and nastiness that mark his early portrayals and replaced them with a playfulness that viewers find more disarming.
It has also increased his appeal to female viewers who find his comedy romance sorties disarming. Robin also benefits from playing characters who look and act tough, but are basically good, vulnerable, and misunderstood. This precisely is the thrust of his portrayal in daytime series Sana Dalawa Ang Puso, where he initially elicits the apathy of Judy's snooty character, who thinks that he's more to be feared than trusted. Fact is, he even saves her from being kidnapped, and when she realizes how wrong she's been about him, she naturally looks for ways to make amends, and love is suddenly unexpected in the air. Ayan. Ano siya? Still, parang 50s na ata ngayon si ano, no? Uh-huh. In his 50s, si Robin Padilla.
So, nabago na bang image?
Hindi pa rin. Pero uh-huh, yung bad boy image niya is much more, you know, na-gun good na siya.
Gun good na. Uh-huh.
Which is very, ano, sa mga fans niya.
Uh-huh. So, narito po ulit ang ating census.
Okay,
ang 2018 census ay nag-umpisa na. Abangan sa inyong letterbox ngayong linggo ang iyong access code. Kailangan mo ito para makumpleto ang iyong census online sa o bagay ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz. Ang 2018 census, oras na para malaman. Tinig ng census, ang 2018 census ay malapit nang magsimula, ngunit huwag mag-abang ng kaktok sa pinto nyo dahil ngayon pwede nang gawin ng census online. Abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, kakailanganin mo ito upang magawa ang iyong census, tapos kumpletuhin ang iyong census online sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz.
Meron bang mga katulad ko para maipakita na kailangan natin ng mas maraming palaruan?
Tulungan kaming malaman sa pamamagitan ng pagkumpleto ng iyong census sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso. Para sa ngayon, abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, ingatan at itabi.
Are you struggling with debt? Finding it slow to repay your mortgage and looking into refinancing it? Are you looking to buy your first home or purchase your investment property? New Zealand Home Loans MESI, through our debt management system, can help you define your goals, create a plan, and track your progress. We can help you and your family become debt-free faster. Worried about your future plans and your loved ones? Worried about your home, your belongings, and your car? New Zealand Home Loans MESI can help ease this stress. Start protecting your plan now by ensuring these precious possessions are well covered. Protect it before you need it. To find out more, call New Zealand Home Loans MESI Branch on 835-4044 or 835-4043 or email at messi@nzhomeloans.co.nz. Or call Patrick Pardo on 027-457-4489 or Mel Baker on 021-201-8565 or Odette Dulce Madriza on 021-0498-907. For a free, no-obligation assessment, call now. What are you waiting for?
Ang 2018 census ay nag-umpisa na. Abangan sa inyong letterbox ngayong linggo ang iyong access code. Kailangan mo ito para makumpleto ang iyong census online sa o bagay ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz. Ang 2018 census, oras na para malaman. Tinig ng census, ang 2018 census ay malapit nang magsimula, ngunit huwag mag-abang ng kaktok sa pinto nyo dahil ngayon pwede nang gawin ng census online. Abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, kakailanganin mo ito upang magawa ang iyong census, tapos kumpletuhin ang iyong census online sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso sa census.gobt.nz.
Meron bang mga katulad ko para maipakita na kailangan natin ng mas maraming palaruan?
Tulungan kaming malaman sa pamamagitan ng pagkumpleto ng iyong census sa o bago ika-6 ng Marso. Para sa ngayon, abangan ang iyong access code sa iyong letterbox, ingatan at itabi.
kasapian may bukas pa. Thank you.
Sino bang i-greet natin mag-birthday ngayong hapon, Tita? Or this week or the following week?
Ako meron. Okay. Napaka-special na birthday celebrant ang aking kaibigan, si Mir Francillo. Nakalipas na ang kanyang birthday, pero yung official celebration kahapon ginawa sa kanyang beach house sa Omaha. Napakaganda ng view, napakaganda ng kasayahan, kasi siyempre full of fun, full of friends, full of food, full of laughter. Food. May awitan at may sayawan.
Oh, that's good.
And inabot pa sila ng gabi, nag-beach pa sila. Ako umuwi na.
Oh, busy ka, Tita, sa mga Sa akin naman, wala this week. So, happy birthday lang sa lahat ng nag-birthday last week and magbe-birthday pa this week. Ayan. So, magpa-plug.
Binabati ko ang aking kaibigang si Del Middleton. Napakasaya ngayong mga panahong ito, pero malapit nang mabawasan ang kanyang kaligayahan dahil ang kanyang kaisa-isang kapatid na babae, si Darlene Holthausen, ay uuwi na sa Amerika, sa Tennessee. I think tomorrow. So, huwag kang malungkot, Del. Sa susunod, ikaw naman ang pupunta uli ng Tennessee. So, ano lang yan, ilang buwan lang yan, magkikita na naman kayo ni Darlene. Have a safe trip, Darlene. So nice to meet you in person and hope to see you again. Hopefully here in New Zealand again or hopefully in America.
Meron pala akong babatiin. Happy listening to Ate Alma sa BMI Express. Nagpapasalamat po ako sa iyo, Ate, kasi tinulungan mo ako last year nung nangyari sa, you know, yung help out ng mga tatlong boxes binigay niya sa akin for free. Naipadala ko lahat ng mga tulong dito sa mga kabayan natin here sa New Zealand.
Nasalanta ng bagyo.
Hindi. Remember ahead yung house namin na sa Cebu na nasunog siya.
Oh,
totally.
I see.
Totally.
Oh,
so, ayun. That as our ancestral house that we grew up. Yes, yeah, so ano pa yon, bahay pa ng lulo ko noon way back nung mga Kastilya.
Natupok yan, natupok.
Lahat, kasi isang suburb talaga, which is 223 houses ang damage.
Nasunog lahat sila?
Lahat, oo. Alam mo naman sa atin, dikit-dikit yung mga bahay. So pag nasunog yung isa, hindi concrete, edi tapos yung sa sunod-sunod. So, ayun, it was just a matter of fact. Ayun, nagtulungan nga. So, I asked donations from the people sa mga Filipinos here. And then, yeah, ano naman, very overwhelmed ako sa tulong. Anyway, si Ate Alma siya, binigyan ako ng tatlong boxes to fill out the, yung mga, kahit na anong mga
ipadala.
Clothes o ipadala. Mga clothes kasi very important yun sa kanila while they were staying at I think yung mga ibang pamilya
center lamang
at saka paaralan doon. So ayun, talagang maraming salamat, Ate Alma. So you can always ring her sa phone number niya, which is 027-587-8080. Pag may ano kayo na ipapadali sa atin na balikbayan boxes, kung gusto niyo siya. BMI Express.
Ayan.
So, ayun.
Ayan, marapit na naman pumatapos ang siyang oras naming pakikipagnig sa inyong lahat. Kaya't kami po ay nagpapasalamat na muli sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin at pagtangkilik dito sa Samutsari. Nagpupugay sa inyong lahat si Tita Verds, at siyempre pa nagpapasalamat din sa aming mga sponsors, ang Planet Earth Travel, GNM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Wilson West, and ISM New Zealand Limited. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Ito naman si Lisa. Be safe po sa lahat ng mga nagta-travel ngayon or pabalik sa Auckland. So, maraming hapon.